Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. It all continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is Hour 2 of 2. The goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We are convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founders the solution. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is indeed the answer. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. So Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. We've been talking about last hour. We're going to continue in this hour with the same discussion. Donald Trump in the news. And I'm going to repeat my headline, ladies and gentlemen. If you get coverage for the bogus lamestream press, you can be sure that it's no accident. Rather, it is by design. Trump supposedly offends the establishment, does interview with Alex Jones on InfoWars. Donald Trump praises Alex Jones, says he has an amazing reputation. CNNpolitics.com reports that detail. It is in the interview. We played it last hour. Roger Stone given credit by Jones and Trump right in the middle of the interview. Roger Stone Jr. They claim he's a patriot. They say he's an anti-communist. They claim he's just a wonderful, good, loyal, happening gentleman. Is Roger Stone Jr. really a patriot? Mr. Stone, ladies and gentlemen, is a veteran political strategist. He's an American political consultant. He's known as the dirty tricks operative, if you will. He's a lobbyist that specializes in opposition research for none other than the Republican National Committee. Well, he supposedly is in the Libertarian Party. Now, Roger Stone quits Donald Trump campaign, says Newsweek. But just yesterday, Roger Stone given credit for setting up an interview between Donald Trump and Alex Jones. The dirty trickster campaign tips for the man who's done it all, says the New Yorker about Stone. Now, I'm not relying on the mainstream press for my Stone research, but it's interesting the headlines they give you. Now, on one hand, they act like they all hate Stone, and he's a bad guy. He's a bad actor. But yet, this guy's been hanging around Washington and New York nigh on to 50 years, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that for a minute. So has Trump. And I submit to you that this is part of the mainstream press's strategy. They set up an interview. They did the interview. But they only talked about, really, war and how hawkish Trump's going to be. Alex Jones tried to ask a couple of questions. He said, are you going to quit on us? And the answer, no, I'm in for the long haul. He then said, you know, doesn't this show these people are mentally ill? Alex Jones asked, and Trump kind of ignored that and said, look, we've got to make America great again. And bottom line is, Trump basically said, you know what, we're going to be talking a lot, Alex Jones. So I submit to you that at least according to what Trump said, this is not the first appearance. This is a continuum. The mainstream press is going to attack Trump for this, saying he's hanging out with a conspiracy theorist, but it's going to elevate Alex's show. It's going to give a supposed hammer to the mainstream press. But when you study this gentleman, Kurt, he is playing Trump and Jones. And on one hand, I want to give Trump and Jones a pass, thinking they're the good guys, but this dirty trickster campaign, they say campaign tips, from the man who has done it all. We're talking about Roger Stone now. Roger Stone, when you read about this guy, he's not a good guy, Kurt. And if Trump's been hanging out in these same New York circles for 50 years, and if Roger Stone's been hanging out in these same plus circles for 50 years, is it possible that Trump's clueless on Stone, Kurt? The art of the deal guy, the guy that, you know, supposedly can gauge and get along with everyone, and it's a, is it possible that Trump's just ignorant and being taken advantage of by Stone? See, I don't think it's possible, Kurt. And if it is possible, then he's so naive, he ought not be president, because, man, Who else is he going to work with that may not be a good guy? At some point, Kurt, this whole narrative falls apart when it comes to Trump being a good guy, the whole list. And also, I think it serves a lot of purposes for the mainstream press, but I don't see how this is out of the scope of the mainstream when you have a guy like Mr. Stone set it up. He's the insider's insider. If the Republican National Committee really didn't like him, if he was really a libertarian, if he really quit the Donald Trump campaign, if he's really that bad of an actor, how would he be involved in the vote count in Florida? How would he be involved in helping Bob Dole? How would he be involved in helping Ronald Reagan? How would he be involved in the tricky Nixon situation? You could say, well, Sam, you know, he was a good guy, or they thought he was a good guy, but then they got rid of him. No, he's been along all along. He's used when it suits their fancy, and he's not used when it's not, and they diss him when they want to in the press, but then they embrace him, and while they're dissing him, behind the scenes he's helping, and he's all over television, says Alex Jones. And you don't get this kind of coverage and these kind of operatives involved with you, Kurt, unless it's by design, number one. And number two, even if you do, can you trust a guy like that to ride for the brand true, Kurt? I don't think so. I want your take on this. What do you think? Roger Stone, big communist fighter, huh?
You know, when you first asked me who he was or, you know, if I'd ever heard of him, I thought, well, I've been to a lot of what I'd call, you know, American-type meetings, big events where you have speakers and, presenters and stuff, and I've never heard of him showing up there. But, you know, that was my original thought. It does seem like so many times there's this Kingman Insider Club that continues to present to us, the American people, who we can, you know, choose to vote for or whatever. And then, you know, the other guys are, they're off the list. They just don't make it for us.
So, what gives?
Well,
I think Roger Stone is like going to help out the JBS to fight communism. You got to remember, both these guys got their roots fighting so-called communism, Kurt. No doubt they'd be fast friends, right?
At least, you know, I don't remember seeing any of that. And, you know, they always say, typically, when you see something, they say, hey, check the track record. You know, look at the voting record if it's a congressman or senator. Look at the record, you know, like say a guy's going to be a family counselor or something. Well, you might want to check into his family, you know. So you check that stuff out like you have. It just doesn't look good. There's a story that I sent you a copy of that, at least in my opinion, kind of goes along with your idea about how they may be using Alex to take down Trump. There's a CNN piece that says, the headline says, Trump praises 9/11 truthers amazing reputation. So at least in my opinion, this may be part of that whole deal. The insiders saying, hey, we got to take out Trump, you know, one way or another, so our guy Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio can take the top spot. And so the CNN piece says Donald Trump is heaping praise on a radio host who has asserted that the U.S. government was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing and the September 11th terrorist attacks.
Let's be clear, Alex Jones is right about that.
Well, I know, but here's the thing, Sam, is the average American voter, at least in my opinion, does not want to go there. They, you know, they're going to open up to a lot of things that Trump has said, you know, the borders, the, trade, all that kind of stuff. But if you go to these other places, so many folks, they just don't want to go that far. They don't want to believe that the guys in their government, their own folks, have been doing the things that they, find out that they are. And so they, you know, this may be the way that they, like you said, used to take Trump down.
All right. Now, Roger Stone, I guess, was involved in the JBS a little bit, Kurt, back in the early days, but then he jettisoned them in the 70s. Now, I don't want people to call me up and say, Sam, don't you know the JBS has sold us out, too? Okay, I understand all that. Okay, I know what people say. But there's an article written by the John Birch Society's, what do they call their website, Kurt?
Freedom.
The New American.
The New American. Is
all right, anyway.
The name of the magazine.
Roger Stone, former Nixon hitman, now a libertarian, question mark? Liberty Roundtable Live. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Mr. Roger Stone is considered a shrewd political operative. He's very, very adept at seeing a situation and taking advantage of it for his own purposes. How much do you know about the Brooks Brothers riot back in the Florida recount in 2000, Kurt? It took place in Miami, just so you know. Dade County, if you will.
Yeah.
And bottom line is they wanted to delay the recount. They didn't want a recount to happen. So Roger, you know, with the help of the RNC, set up a command center to derail that sucker, and he did. All right? He basically is all involved in political tricks. In fact, he brags as a kid, Kurt, that he... Well, here's the story. When he was a kid, like in grade school kind of thing, His first political trick was considered this: to support John F. Kennedy in his campaign against Nixon in 1960. So he said, I went through the cafeteria line as a kid, and I said, hey, Nixon's in favor of school on Saturdays. He says it was my first political trick. But he was really for Nixon, right, Kurt? He built alliances. He put all his serious challengers on his ticket. He recruited the most unpopular guy in the school to run against him. Anyway, he's involved in all kinds of shenanigans. But there's a big article written by the New American about Stone. Okay? Now, Stone is friends with the New York Magazine, who, well, they claim he was a political hack, right, Kurt? New Yorker, we just told you that. Well, now it turns out that he tells his stories through the New York Magazine, Kurt. They love to tell his stories for him, but they claim they don't like him. Right?
Yeah, good point.
Now, he's helped both houses of Congress. How can you be conservative and wiretap people without a warrant? If you're Stone, it's no problem. So he signed up for the Libertarian Party, Kurt, so that he could promote the Republicans. He quit so that he could help Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, they say with this guy under the Democrats, you're going to hell, under the Republicans, you're still going to hell, but you're going more slowly, right?
Well, you're going in more of a cushy chair.
Yeah, that's right. You get a better chair when you go to hell with the Republicans. Mm-hmm. Now, is this guy really a Libertarian? I don't think so. I think he's just shrewd enough to put together a situation where you don't know where Stone's coming from or what his real agenda is at all. By the way, that's a communist trick to behave that way, Kurt. Feign weakness and come from a point of strength. Okay, there you have it. What do you think about that whole thing? Okay, I don't trust Stone at all. I can't find a single good thing about Stone that I look on when I find when I look in the news. Now, you could say, well, Sam, you can't trust the New American. Fine, I agree. What can you trust, Kurt? Anything?
Well, you know, it does seem like there's almost somebody going to take down almost anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
but here's the way I do it.
Accused of being, CIA guys or NSA guys? I can't really remember, but, you know, the interesting thing about that is neither one of us know anything about it, but, you know.
Well, here's what I do. I do as much research as I can. I look everywhere. Yeah. And then I basically gather and sift the data, and I say, look, what good points can you find out about Mr. Stone?
Uh-huh.
Can you do me some research and tell me what good things has Mr. Stone done? Kurt? Can you find any?
Couldn't find any. So.
Well, he set up an Alex Jones, Donald Trump interview, Kurt.
Oh, okay. Well,
right.
That's good point.
Okay, what good things has Roger Stone accomplished? He was involved with Jack Kemp, Kurt, back in the 88 election. Now, is Jack Kemp your friend, Kurt?
I don't really think so. At least.
Now, let me tell you the story. So Trump or Stone quit Trump, or Trump fired Stone. It depends on who you talk to, Kurt.
Yeah.
And when Trump was asked about it, he said, because Roger takes credit for things that he never did. But the two men have made up over and over and over, Kurt, through the last 50 years they've known each other. Right?
Sort of a love-hate relationship.
Either that or an intentionally contentious relationship for the design purposes of always keep them guessing. And In other words, was it they really have a love-hate relationship? Do they really get in these fights? Or do they intentionally engineer fights for media coverage?
Yeah.
In other words, is it real
like,
or is it Jerry Springer-esque?
The World Wrestling Federation.
That's
sort
right.
Sort of like the...
And by the way, the headline says this: Donald Trump has the Republican Party eating out of his hand thanks to Roger Stone.
Huh.
See? Roger Stone says Trump's biggest tests are to come. Right?
Well, you know, and there's so many in the Republican Party, at least in my opinion, who simply want to win. You know, and you could say pretty much at all costs. And that's one of the things that they look at and, you know, always evaluate things, no matter who the standard bearer, or maybe even the word standard bearer doesn't really fit, because typically there's no standards that are born except for, hey, let's win, you know.
Yeah, do me this favor, Kurt. Go to thestonezone.com. That's where you can see what Roger Stone has to say for himself. One of the things that we should be to one of the things that we need to do to be fair in our research. Uh-huh. Let's see what Roger Stone says about Roger Stone. In other words, why go to everybody else but Roger, right?
Mm-hmm. The Stone Zone.
No, just StoneZone.com. Just StoneZone.com. And let's see what awesome things Stone can say that he's done. But he was the senior advisor for Donald Trump, and he suddenly left the campaign. But is he back? Yeah. Stone even says, I get blamed for things I have nothing to do with. In other words, he's got such a reputation, if anything goes haywire, they say Stone was involved, Kurt. These things are difficult to keep track of with Roger Stone. Right? Now, another headline says, Roger Stone rides Donald Trump's well-tailored coattails. New York Times. What do you think of that, Kurt?
I don't really know what to say.
Well, what you got to say is this. You know what? It doesn't pass the smell test. I don't know exactly what, but I know this. You can't trust or know what Stone does. His credibility crisis. Right? I find that fascinating. All right, what does Stone Zone say?
Well, I see a little bit there at the, well, it's called StoneZone.com. A headline, one of them from InfoWars is there. It says, Trump insider exposes Bush's and Clinton's, shows a picture of Alex Jones with, I guess that's Mr. Stone. Then there's a headline from the Austin American Statesman that says, Roger and me a Saturday in the Stone Zone. Talking about somebody who had lunch with him.
I was thinking Kurt should try to get a lunch meeting with Stone. Maybe you can ask him some of my questions and such like that.
It said they either had barbecue or Tex-Mex for the choices and where they went to eat. Then you got Clinton rape allegations exposed by Trump insider. So I guess these are just all choices.
In other words, the Trump insider is Stone, right?
Yeah.
I see. He quit, didn't he?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Roger Stone rides Trump's well-tailored coattails, writes New York Times. Now, I'm not really relying on the New York Times for my research, but this I find tidbits that they release interesting. Because even though these writers mean to ride for their agenda, for their brand, they can't help but expose themselves. Let me give you an example. They say that Stone is a well-known, best-dressed man. A sharp-dressed man, as ZZ Top would call it. And he loves to wear these fine, tailored suits and look good. It's been said of Stone, he never misses a chance to go on TV or to have sex. There you go. How would you like that for your mantra? For Mr. Stone, style and substance go together. Just as, in his view, politics is as much about theater as it is about policy. Think about a guy like that. Politics is as much about theater as it is about policy. If life is a stage, then you should always be in costume. If you're trying to denote a certain authority in your business life, being well-dressed is part of that. I feel good. I feel confident. When I'm properly clad, I feel like a master of the universe, as it were. Mr. Stone has continued to cheerlead for Mr. Trump every chance he gets on TV in his array of sunlight, well-dressed status. Trump the businessman, Trump the leader, Trump will make America great again. A skeptic may suppose that this master of political stagecraft had planned the whole breakup situation. Well, listen carefully. Before the split, he said his consultancy firm brought in $40,000 to help Trump. Okay, now listen. Asked if he had split, or asked if he had spoken to Mr. Trump after they split up. They apparently went their separate ways, if you will. Mr. Stone said, "I would rather not say. I still consider him a friend, and still think Trump considers me a friend. Let's just leave it at that. And I'm going to continue to beat the drum for him until he's in the White House," said the political operative. What do you think of that, Kurt? Any way you turn, Stone and Trump are tied at the hip. And Stone, in my
it's
humble
like
opinion, is not
movie,
to be trusted.
In a good movie, you've got to have a bad guy, and you've got to have good guys, and then you've got to have subplots, and you've got to have, you know, supporting actors and actresses or whatever.
That's right, and this guy blatantly tells you that
people have
got to
play their roles.
Theater.
Yeah, and that's what I can see. You know, there's a number of other places to look it up, but you know, the bottom line is, you know, he views politics more like a, I guess you could say, like a sport.
Yeah, or theater, sure.
And you know, something that you know you have to do a certain ways. There are people that don't do it that way.
So let's just put down somebody's legacy, if you will, Kurt. You know, if you look at somebody's life to date, I don't know if you want to call it a dossier, I don't know if you want to call it a resume or whatever. What would they put, say, for Sam Bushman, do you think? And I don't need all of it. I'm just kind of getting an idea. What would they put?
You mean in just a few words?
Yeah.
Or do you mean...
It'd be like the husband and one of one wife... Eight children, family man was his status, political talk show host, if it was constitutionally loved it, if it wasn't, he hated it, self-made man, built a radio network with his own hands, you know.
Something that at least was favorable to you?
Computer geek, yeah, they might say that, okay?
Yeah.
If they were not favorable, they were not favorable, they'd say, hey, he's whacked out, you know, he believes in one woman, he's a religious zealot, he's an extremist that believes in conspiracy theories. A crazy, foaming-at-the-mouth radio talk show host that thinks he's more important than he really is, et cetera. Okay, boom, there you go. Blind as a bat, hardcore racist. You know, they'd go like that, right? Now, what could be good or bad said about Mr. Stone? As far as I can tell, this guy's been a political hack for his whole life. Carping and begging at the trough of insider politics for every penny he gets. And what's his biggest claim to fame? What's his biggest accomplishment, Kurt? He worked on the Nixon and the Reagan campaigns.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? Anything else?
Well, I think the guy likes the limelight. I think
of course he does. He likes to be on, have sex and be on TV whenever possible, Kurt.
Yeah, I think he would like to be, you know, the presidential candidate. But if he can't do that, you know, then, you know, at least if he can get, you know, close to the other guys, you know, he's a modern-day kingman, I think.
Now, he sure gets on enough TV, Kurt, for a guy that the insiders hate.
Yeah, good point.
How does that all happen? Do you think that's by accident?
Well, you know, one thing about him is he kind of, I mean, they always make you up, I guess, for TV, but he does look the part of a, I guess, New Yorker or Easterner or whatever, and then he's got a lot of track record, you know, when you look at the whole Nixon, you know, all that kind of stuff. So he's been around, he's got connections, doesn't he?
As far as I can tell, he's got massive connections. Now, you put that guy together with Donald Trump, they're fast friends. They've been known to break up and make up and break up and make up multiple times. They stay together. The last words I've heard Donald Trump say about Stone is he's a wonderful, loyal guy. Thank heavens he put me and Alex Jones together for a radio interview. And Stone says, yeah, I quit his campaign, but I'm still going to do my very best to push for him until he hits the White House. But remember, Donald Trump is a Republican, and I thought Stone was part of the Libertarian Party. He jettisoned the Republicans. He felt like they were kind of not getting it done, Kurt. So you don't know where this guy's coming from at all. Right? Very weird stuff.
At least everything that I can read from his, you know, website and stuff is, you know, that, I mean, he's full of himself, you know.
Well,
and even articles that are written that have to do with him, you know, like I'm reading one really long City and State, they call it basically interview. You know, it says it's edited. But he likes to talk and he likes to be the center of, you know, the deal. I think he would like to be the Trumpster.
Well, Roger Stone and Ron Paul, do they have a relationship, Kurt?
I don't know.
Yeah, they say he defects for the Republican Party. Yeah. He said he voted for Ron Paul in the Florida Republican primary. But Kurt, he worked on the recount to help Bush. But he wrote a book called The Bush Crime Syndicate Family. What the heck's going on?
Now, this is one thing that might be giving him all this, a lot more of this media coverage is, you know, he can be used almost for any host to fit whatever agenda the host might have. He can either say, you know, they can promote him as the guy that is the guy that says the Bush crime family, or they could promote him as the guy that, you know, voted for Ron Paul, or they could promote him as the guy who, you know what I mean?
That's right. Exactly right.
So he's basically a chameleon of all things.
Yes. Now, Roger Stone sent 30 hookers into one of Ron Paul's speeches. The headline says, Payback is a B-I-T-C-H. Esquire magazine wrote that about Roger Stone.
Wow.
It's the art of the deal, Kurt. They get it. You do the hardball tactics that were used on Ron Paul. Do you think Stone was behind him? Many say yes, sir. What do you think of that, Kurt? Goodbye, GOP, says Roger Stone, but now he's back at a GOP candidate in Donald Trump. But he's a libertarian. I want you to understand that, okay?
Yeah. It does get a little confusing to try to keep track of who's on first, what's on second, etc.
Yeah, it's very, very strange.
Yeah.
Now, Roger Stone has written, I guess, for the Daily Caller a bunch too, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye. He likes to write and talk about himself.
Yeah, he writes in the Huffington Post, goodbye to the Republican Party, why I left the GOP, Kurt. But he left the GOP, but he's backing the GOP candidate. And even though he split up with the candidate that he's supposedly backing, he's still going to back him anyway. And when asked if they're going to, if they've talked since, we're not going to talk about that, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
And the mainstream press just says no problem. That's okay. Yeah. Don't worry, the Ron Paul revolution tells me a libertarian moment's coming, says Stone.
Yeah.
And he'll be poised to be part of that too when it comes, won't he, Kurt?
Yeah, he's a man for all seasons.
I'm telling you right now, Roger Stone's a thug, Kurt. Can you find anything good about the guy? I've been searching for an hour and a half. I can't find a single good thing about this guy. Liberty Roundtable, live.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Roger Stone. Who is this guy? And the answer is, Kurt, as far as I can tell, I can't find a good thing about Roger Stone. I really can't find a solid, good thing that Roger Stone's done that doesn't have both sides of a crazy issue, controversy, sex, manipulation, dishonesty at the heart of it. Right? So, I don't know what the deal is with this guy, but I can't find anything solid or good about him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Kurt? Where do you go from here?
Well, you know, as the scriptures say, by their fruits ye shall know them. So I think that's probably the place to look at go when it comes to this situation. You know, it's just, you go, hey, this is not the good guy. Now, does that mean that Donald Trump is the same? You know,
it doesn't mean he's the same, but you can judge someone's character by the company they keep to some degree.
Yes.
And this guy's been friends with Stone forever. He praises Stone to the high heavens right after he fires him, and then Stone won't tell you if they've talked or not. Well, you know they've talked because Roger Stone set up the interview for Alex Jones. Yes. Okay, so at some point you say they've been on again, off again, on again, off again for years. And I mean, Trump's telling you how loyal Stone is, Kurt. So at some point, if you got friends like that, why would Trump want a friend like that?
It is rather interesting.
I mean, can you find one good thing about Roger Stone that he's done that you say, you know what, that's a good, solid effort. Maybe the guy's changed. Maybe the guy's... What can you find a good, solid thing that's clear that's like, you know what, Roger Stone's done this and this and this. There's most people I can even find something good about. I'm trouble finding things good about Stone at all, without all kinds of weird controversy, without all kinds of strange scenarios. He's very wealthy. He buys very expensive insider Washington handmade suits and such, Kurt.
Where does he get his money?
I told you.
If I remember right, I think this is the guy that hung out with Bill Clinton big time.
Yes, that is the guy.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like, who is he really? Okay. Well, you don't know who Barack Obama is either, huh? Right? How about Roger Stone and Obama? Are they really friends, Kurt?
I don't know. I don't think so, but then so much these days is, you know, when you think it's up, it's down, sideways, you know what I mean? It's just wacky.
Yeah. Very strange. Okay? Roger Stone makes Nixon look like a Boy Scout. Newsmax says, Kurt.
There you go.
Okay. Roger Stone holding Hillary accountable? Uh-huh. That's what Breitbart's saying. Hmm. Hillary Clinton armed ISIS, Stone said. Right. Nixon was bad, but Obama was worse, they say. Yeah. author of Nixon's Secrets. That's Roger Stone. He's written a bunch of different books, Kurt, all dealing with political topics. He wrote a book about JFK's assassination. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Well, it does kind of help you understand that phrase where a friend of ours years ago said, you know, that politics is just like wrestling with the hogs, you know. That's one of the reasons most folks just kind of want to leave it alone. But I guess you could say that one of the main reasons you can't leave it alone, if you do, then all we get is the hogs only, right?
Yeah. What do you think about Rand Paul and Roger Stone, Kurt?
Well, I don't know. Is there some connections there?
They say this political operative doesn't really like Senator Rand Paul.
Well, I guess that would tell you something as well, huh?
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? I was going to say politics creates strange bedfellows, but it seems like the same ones are in the same, you know, situation so many times, you know?
Yeah. Now, I find it fascinating about Donald Trump in the article, in the interview yesterday with Alex Jones. He talked about how, you know what, these debates have been easy for me, no problem. Nothing.
Yeah.
Been kicked back, I won all of them, it's all good. So it turns out to me that this is all just political theater, Kurt. Every bit of it. Right?
Yeah, it sure looks like it, huh?
Now, I don't know where you go, but they say this guy's involved in the dark arts of political castration. Now, he supposedly backed Gary Johnson, Kurt.
Now, that was that New Mexico governor.
Libertarian governor,
was,
yeah.
Libertarian, yeah. So, yeah, that's what it almost always seems to be like. You know that old phrase, you keep your friends close, but your enemies closer? I think that's how it goes.
Exactly. See, I guess the Republicans wouldn't let when Ron Paul was working on things and speaking to the Republicans and such like that, they wouldn't let, you know, this guy in.
Yeah.
So what he did is Mr. Stone sent in 30 hookers into Ron Paul's speech at the Sundome. They weren't really hookers. They were exotic dancers. I sent them because they wouldn't let us in otherwise. Why wouldn't Ron Paul let you into his speech? The question was asked. Because Ron would like to hand the franchise off to Rand. The Pauls are about money. They raised $47 million. And at least 5% of it was spent on the campaign. By the way, that's a 5% rule. You got to spend 5%. The rest of it went into the pockets of the Rand Paul family members.
Huh. And this is according to Roger Stone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't trust Stone as far as I can throw anything he says. Mm-hmm. But I'm just making the point that now this guy's supposedly against Ron and Rand Paul, and I'm supposed to believe that Ron and Rand are the evil guys. Stone's a good dude, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, he arranged for Alex Jones to interview Trump, right? I mean, he must be a good guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about all this? And my response is, you know what? Roger Stone is flat out a snake, Kurt. And you get that story about a snake where, hey, it's cold outside, and kids standing there, and the snake says, hey, pick me up. I'm cold. No way you're gonna, you know, bite me. Oh, no, I will not. Come on, I'm just cold. And you eventually pick up the snake, and the snake bites you, and then you say, wait a minute, I thought you knew who I was. You knew what I do.
Yeah.
Now, I get that you might have to have somewhat of an unholy alliance with Stone, because he is so powerful in the inner circles. I get that you might want to keep them at arm's length and not have a feud between the two, but to praise Stone as the great, wonderful communist fighting, you know, that's what Alex Jones said. Stone's just awesome. You heard last hour what Alex Jones and Donald Trump were saying about Mr. Stone, right? They were telling you how awesome he is. I mean, he's a loyal friend, incredible guy, communist fighting dude. Just, I mean, he's happening, Kurt.
Yeah. We just don't have those kind of connections, do we, Sam?
Nor do we want them, Kurt. I'm really, I don't want anything to do with this Stone character.
I know.
Keep him away from my wife and my daughters.
It was just a joke. Yeah, so.
Roger Stone, former Nixon hitman, now libertarian. My headline, Roger Stone is nothing but a snake. Right? Roger Stone is nothing but a snake.
Yeah.
Any other way to put it, Kurt? I mean, is there anything you can search as hard as you want? Is there anything good you can find about the guy where you say, you know what, he's done this, Kurt. He's really pushed the pro-life message. He's really pushed the smaller government message. He's really doubled down on tax reduction or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's probably the only thing some people could point out that, he arranged for him to be on the Alex Jones program. Right? So that would mean
he's, and is that good?
Well, yeah, seeing that's where, you know, that thing that you mentioned about they'll use that to take Trump out and, you know, to weaken Alex Jones, I guess you could say.
Well, it might strengthen Alex Jones. Roger's okay with that.
Yeah, or whatever, I guess. But you see that CNN piece that says that now Trump is hanging out with the truthers. And if there's anything that you can use to take a guy down, I think that's one of them right there.
Maybe I don't have a clue, but I'm telling you right now, all's not on the up and up. There's a strange things a-brewing in the mainstream press, and the inside political folks have got Roger Stone at the very center of what many Americans hope to be the saving grace of this Republican, quote, campaign. And they believe that Trump is going to be fair and include the new media taking center stage and all that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you right now, there's a snake in the midst, ladies and gentlemen. We've documented it. I'm telling you to beware. And to my friend Alex Jones, I hope you're not getting snookered, sir. That's all I got to say. We're out. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. Hey, thanks.